know she's gonna do what I tell her to. Cause you're never gonna leave me blue. I'm gonna find a blue bird. My, 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 my. There she goes with somebody else. I don't mind. Just wasting my time. You know I'm gonna find I need someone to do. Somebody gonna treat me true. I'm gonna find a new love. New love. Hey!
Come on in this house, stop all that yakety yak. Cause it's your good daddy, don't talking back. Well, you keep on the jabbing, talking about this and that. Oh, well, you can keep on talking, talking about this and that. I got the news for you, it's nothing but an alley cat. I said, come make me in this house. Stop all that yakety yak.
This is Radio Zulu. My name is Reed. I'm your host. We are located here under Ground Zero, and we've been on hiatus for a couple of months. It's good to be back. It's our first show of the new year. Started out with the Preacher's Kids doing Summertime from 2003. Preacher's Kids features Tyler Keith, who was also in the Neckbones and the Apostles. Tyler Keith lives in Oxford, Mississippi, so who knows, he might be a descendant of William Faulkner. After that, we had the Mystery Lights doing Follow Me Home. Mystery Lights are from Salinas, California. That record came out last year. Liars did Gonna Find a New Love, a live radio broadcast from their early years. Johnny Burnett and the Rock and Roll Trio did Honey Hush. That's the B-side of their very first 45, Train Kept Rolling. I love that song. It's from 1956. Don't listen too closely to the lyrics. They're a little on PC these days. Something about a baseball bat. And we finished up with the Schizophonics doing another unhinged song, The Train, from their first LP. Came out just a few months ago, Land of the Living, on Sympathy for the Record Industry. And Schizophonics, one of my favorite new bands. I love the lo-fi unhinged stuff. I've watched a few of their videos on YouTube, and the way a singer, songwriter, guitarist, Pat Beers, throws himself around on stage, I feel like I need to see that band soon before he blows out a knee or has one too many concussions. Let's continue on. Let's play a little X.
In this house that I call home. Ever been driving along a peaceful country road when a casual glance in your rearview mirror reveals approaching terror? Suddenly, an angry buzz of snarling motorcycles have you surrounded. The Wild Angels are on a run. Mounted on charging choppers with their old ladies perched behind them like witches riding high-powered brooms. This dirty, deadly, and dangerous pack of wolves on wheels have selected you as their target for play. You have no escape. No one fights back at the Wild Angels. Their credo is violence, and their god is hate. American International presents Peter Fonda and Nancy Sinatra in The Wild Angels, filmed in Panavision and color with members of the Venice chapter of Hell's Angels. The Wild Angels will shock you and anger you because it lives too close to the truth.
We'll be right back.
finished up with the High Numbers doing Leaving Here, a studio outtake recorded about the same time as the only song the band issued using that name, I Am the Face. So that had to be somewhere between June and November 1964, at which point the band reverted to its original name, The Who. And check out Pete Townsend there, fingering his frets instead of windmill slashing the strings. Pretty good stuff, huh? Before that, the Trogs did With a Girl Like You. The Makers did Leopard Print Sissy from their Hunger LP, 1997. I had no idea what that could possibly mean, that title, so I Googled it. And the only thing I found was Leopard Print Sissy Boy Stiletto Heels for women. Make of that what you will. Before that, the Pretenders did The Phone Call from their debut album, 1980. And we started with X doing In This House That I Call Home from their debut album called Los Angeles, again from 1980. What's this? I think it could be an acid flash.
Remember, Somewhere
Started that set with Morgan doing Of Dreams. That would be Steve Morgan of Long Island on a Probe 45 from 1969. He was followed by Bubble Puppy doing Beginning. Bubble Puppy from San Antonio, Texas in 1969, including alumni of the Bad Seeds. Followed by the Electric Banana doing Street Girl, or should I say the Pretty Things, slumming as the Electric Banana. In the late 60s, the Pretty Things recorded a number of songs for a music library company called The Wolf, songs that were licensed out for various purposes, including a couple of the Electric Bananas songs winding up in low-budget horror movies, and some softcore porn, Street Girl. Jack Oblivion and the Sheiks did Girl on My Mind, one of Jack's many personae, this one as the Lone Ranger of Love, from an album he put out in 2016. And we finished up with the Kinks doing I Need You from Kinks Kingdom in 1965. We're going to start the last set for today's episode with a band out of Chicago from November 1966. These are the Huns.
Go away back to him. lost and found. Can't you see what's the matter with you?
That's not right. That's all wrong. Please, no. the rumors and apparent preconceptions, what I did or didn't do in the past. I'm an easy rider, ain't no exception. We're gonna have a love to last. Don't think about the others, cause they're non-existent. I'll never do a thing to make you cry. Come on, come on, yeah, come on over. But now I know you know the reason why. No girl gonna cry. No girl gonna cry. No girl gonna cry. No girl gonna cry.
No, no,
no girl gonna cry. 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 No girl gonna cry.
Sorry.
We started that set with the Huns doing Destination Lonely from 1966. They were followed by The Midnighters doing Never Knew I Had It So Bad, again from 1966. The Midnighters were the pride of Whittier Boulevard in East Los Angeles, and as far as I know, they were the first band to put "the" in their name. They were followed by The Music Machine doing No Girl Gonna Cry, a studio outtake from about 1967, first released in 1995. The Spats, Garden Grove, California, on an ABC single in 1965, She Done Moved. And we finished today's episode with The Distillers doing Love Is Paranoid from the Coral Fang LP, 2003. That's going to do it for tonight's show. Thank you for joining me here, Radio Zulu. Stay tuned for future episodes. Until then, good night, everybody.